Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Repent or Perish, Already in Progress.
That I come to my garden, my children, and I'm the vine, and you are the branches, and every branch in me that produces no fruit, I cut it off. Every branch. In other words, we read these scriptures and they don't mean anything to us. This is a scary verse. In other words, first of all, the dresser comes by and he says, you see that fig tree right there? I've come by here the last 3 years in a row. And it's fig season. And there ain't no figs on the ground or on this tree. This tree's useless. It ain't producing no fruit. Cut it down, throw it in the fire. See, we read that not really. He's talking about us. If we're not doing something for the kingdom, we're not producing fruit. You know, you think about this story I told y'all a few weeks ago about the lady down in Mississippi. You know, that great Christian, went to church, used to be a Sunday school teacher, used to be a song leader, used to sing solos in the church, and she was all healthy. And then she decided that she would quit singing, she'd quit doing these things, and she'd just come to church and tithe and be a good steward and do nothing, just listen. She comes down with cancer, breast cancer. She goes to a doctor. The doctor gives her chemo for several treatments and then tells her, we've got it in remission. Come back in 6 months and we'll check it again. Well, 6 months later, she come back and the doctor checked it and said, ma'am, I'm sorry. It's come back with a vengeance. You will be dead in a few weeks. There's nothing we can do. It's too far gone. It's all over your body. So she was really, really upset that she was fixing to die. She wasn't old enough to die. She didn't want to die. And so she come to her pastor this time. And the pastor told her, he said, you know, Thurman keeps telling us that the sickness cannot come upon us without a cause. So he said, ma'am, you had to do something. She said, well, what in the world could I have done? I have no idea. You know I'm a good woman. You know I come to church every time the door's open. You know I tithe. You know I walk in love. I don't hold bitterness or unforgiveness toward nobody. What could be my sin? He said, I have no idea. But she said, will you ask God for me? I thought, you know, isn't it amazing? Everybody wants somebody else to do everything for them. So he said, okay, I'll ask. So Jeremiah 33:3 said, Lord, what did this woman do to cause you to strike her with this terminal disease? And the woman screamed. She said, he spoke to me when you said, thank you for showing. He spoke to me. He told me, he said, you're not using the gifts I give you for my glory. So I'm taking you out. I'll give you the gift of singing. And you used to do a good job for me. But now you're not using it. You know, you're not using the gifts. You're not using the music. You're not using any of the gifts of teaching. You quit teaching a Bible study class. You just kind of think you just come to church for nothing. You just come and sit in the pew when it's over. You don't tithe. She did tithe. Said, you just go home and think, I'm okay. No, he said, I told you to occupy till I come. There's not supposed to be any lazy people in the kingdom of God. You're supposed to be producing fruit for the kingdom of God. That's what the scripture backs that up. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. So she said, what can we do? Well, he said, you know, one thing, the scripture clearly says if we repent, God will forgive us. Does it say that?
Yes.
Is he a merciful God?
Yes.
Are we glad?
Yes.
So she said, Lord, I repent. She gets down on her hands and knees and says, Lord, I repent. I will sing in the choir. I will do a solo. And all of a sudden, it's become easy to do something she didn't want to do before. Since she has a terminal disease. It just never ceases to amaze me what God can do with us when he gives us a spanking. And some of those spankings really hurt. So she said, Lord, I will teach a Bible study class. I'll sing in the choir. I'll sing a solo. I'll do anything. Lord, thank you for forgiving me. The pastor said, let's take you back down to that hospital. I want them to check you. I want to see what happened. They loaded her up and took her back down to the church, from the church to the hospital. They run her in there and they hooked the machines up to her and done another test on her. And the doctor could not believe the woman that had terminal cancer now don't have a cancer cell in her body nowhere. So that pastor that happened to, he called me and told me that story himself. He said, I knew you'd love to hear this. I do love to hear those kind of stories, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, that girl is happy. Because it ain't fun to be sick, is it, Miss Paula?
No.
No, it's not fun to be sick. We don't want to be sick. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wow, 3 years I've been coming here looking for fruit on this tree. Now, what does that tell us about God? He's patient. He's merciful. You know, I'm going to tell you. Let's say that I got a business and I'm running a business. And let's say Scott, he's one of the best employees you could ever have. He worked for me, let's just say. And I mean, he goes along and he works night and day and does such a good work. And one day I tell him, I said, Scott, I'm going to give you a couple weeks paid vacation. You're such a good employee and you work so hard. I'm going to give you a couple weeks paid vacation. And he said, well, great. I appreciate that. So he takes 2 weeks off with him and his family to go do something. They have so much fun in that 2 weeks. He calls back and said, Pastor, I had so much fun this last 2 weeks. I want another 2 weeks paid vacation. I said, well, now he really is a good employee. Now, if he really is a good employee, I might say, yes, I might say, okay. That's not normal, though, is it, Miss Paula? But I might say, he is super good. What is it? Okay, Scott, so you and your family have a good time. I'll send your paycheck home. So he goes and takes another 2 weeks, and they enjoy that. They call back and say, we, Pastor, we enjoyed this last 2 weeks, so we want another 2 weeks. Now, wait a minute now. This is 6 weeks we're talking about now. How many of y'all know an employee that would do that for a person?
No.
It might go the four, right?
Yeah.
Might go the four, but six, forget it. Tell them. They said, well, we're just gonna keep staying on vacation, send the checks home. Now, I don't care how good he is. I'm eventually gonna stop sending him checks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because if he's working for me and he don't make enough money to pay me and him both the money, I don't need him.
Right.
Is that the way it works, Tony?
Right.
You got to work, right?
Yes.
And see, in the kingdom of God is no different, is it, Scott? The Lord expects us to do something and produce fruit for his kingdom, doesn't he?
Yes.
And when we do, now just think, now this is pretty merciful. Miss Paula, he's come by here every season for 3 years now, and he ain't found no fruit. No, 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 no cakes, no pies, no nothing. In other words, they hadn't been doing nothing for the kingdom. See, like you girls here, y'all been making all kinds of good stuff for the kingdom. See, now the Lord's seeing that fruit. I guarantee he knows exactly what you've done, all of y'all. He knows what you're doing. And he loves it for his children to produce fruit for his kingdom. Does he not? That's what he says. So, wow. So anyway, let's go on here. He says, cut the tree down. Cut it down. Wow. There's one of those over that I really don't like over in the book of Matthew. He says, cut the tree down and throw it in the fire. It produced no fruit. And I thought, you know, he's talking about us. If we produce no fruit for the kingdom, he cut us down and throw us in the fire. Where is the fire? That's in hell. You wouldn't want to go there, would you? Ooh, no, no, no. But cut it down. Why cumbereth the ground with it? Let's see verse 8. Let's see what that says. And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this one more year. Lord, one more year. Till I shall dig around it and dung it. Next verse. And if it bears fruit, well. And if not, after that, we can cut it down. How many times have we seen in this church people that come here that their tree is being cut down? And they're sick and afflicted, and their life, it looks like, is over. And they repent and tell God they're sorry and make him a promise, Lord, I will produce fruit for your kingdom. And how many times have we seen him forgive us and heal us and restore us and make us awesome? Have we seen him do that a few times? Many times. Isn't it amazing that when you begin to read the scripture at face value, you begin to see what it says? And it does say, if that tree don't produce fruit next year, you know, that won't light your fire to go do something good for Jesus. Your wood's wet, really wet. I'm not ready to be cut off yet. Are you, Franz? I want to produce fruit for the kingdom, don't you?
Absolutely.
Amen. Wow. Father, we just praise you and thank you for this awesome day. We thank you and praise you for your word. We thank you and praise you that you're the one that gave us this book and you're the one that wrote this book, so we know this book is true. So Lord, help us to produce fruit for your kingdom. Help us to be about your business. Help us to realize that sons and daughters of the Most High God, this is not a free ride. It's not a free ride. We're supposed to be doing something, producing fruit for the kingdom of God, because you told us over in John 15, 2, every branch in you, which we are the branches, every branch in you that bears no fruit, you cut it off. Lord, we don't want to be cut off. We want to live a long, healthy, prosperous, successful life, and we want to be used mightily for your kingdom. Thank you for giving us all another chance, and may this next year, may we be fruitful and successful and prosperous and healthy, and may we do great and wonderful things for the kingdom of God. May we bring many people into the kingdom. May we just be about your business. Now, Lord, we ask you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may you direct everything we do this next year, and may we do great and wonderful things for the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, you told us to pray for the leaders of this land. So, Lord, we ask you to be merciful to them boys and girls up there. We ask you to show them the truth, get them straightened out, lined up, let them produce fruit for the kingdom. And Lord, we thank you for bringing the republic back into existence, bringing our wonderful republic. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, in Jesus' name.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Repent or Perish, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.